The following account is case 3.14 on page 81 of The Self Does Not Die. In his book, Parting Visions, pediatrician Melvin Morse included the case of a nurse's patient, an old rancher with a heart condition. The nurse had been educated in South Dakota. It was her first day in the ICU when the rancher suddenly had a heart attack and flatlined. The team grabbed a defibrillator and hooked it up as best they could. In their haste and due to their lack of experience, the paddles were incorrectly placed, so the device did not operate well. Finally, the paddles were reversed so that they were able to restart the man's heart. Morse wrote, "They later spoke to the rancher and asked him about their efforts to help him. He smiled gently at them and told them that in fact they had nothing to do with his successful recovery. He told them that in fact Jesus was responsible for his return to life. And the proof, he said, is that your machine that you thought you shocked me with was unplugged the entire time." The students returned to the room that they had resuscitated him in and found to their amazement that the old rancher was absolutely correct. The machine was unplugged and clearly had been unplugged throughout their attempts to resuscitate him. How could he have seen that the machine was unplugged in the state that he was in?